Blog Talk Radio.
They may be small and narrow, dull and drab, but our staircases are not so far gone that they can't get the same decorating treatment as the rest of the house. Hello, and welcome to the One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. It seems sometimes the last two spaces to receive cuteness when some of us redesign our homes is the hallway and the staircase. House.com says we sometimes take our staircases for granted. A staircase is a major architectural feature that not just links two floors together, but turns an ordinary entryway into an elegant, grand entrance. Many designers believe that it's that elegance and that transformation of the front part of the house that makes it grand. Often thought of as a basic and generic, staircases can help define our style and showcase our decor. By adding a unique staircase design, ornate railings, and interesting materials, we can update the overall look to ensure it's something to be proud of. Painting the staircase, removing the carpet, and refinishing the stairs may not require a building permit in your city or town. But if you are replacing a railing, say, or adding a staircase that was once there, or replacing stairs in the case, or anything that may affect the structural integrity of the home, you may need a permit. So what is a building permit? On the building code page for the city of Chicago, they say a building permit gives the homeowner, the homeowner's insurance company, as well as his or her neighbors and the city itself, the assurance that specific minimum standards will be met in constructing, repairing, or altering the home or building by complying with, in this case, Chicago's building code. And I'm sure if we took Chicago out, it would just be your town's building code. They add, these standards are intended to protect the integrity of the buildings and the welfare and safety of the public, as well as the homeowners and their family. It is certainly a good thing to be in the know, and if you are thinking of a staircase reno, it may be to your advantage to contact the building code department in your town. Tell them what you plan to do and see if it requires a permit. There may be a cost involved, so be very accurate when discussing your plans with them. There are so many ways to design stairs, from painting, removing and or adding carpet or the staircase runners, to adding a variety of decals to the rising. If the walls around them gets into the mix, you can effectively create a great addition to design as well. Please do your homework for safety's sake. If your staircase is in need of repair before a design is added, call a contractor. I believe most have free consultation. If you think this is a project for the super-duper DIYer in your home, research what it entails and go from there. But, as Clint Eastwood said in his picture Dirty Harry, a man's got to know his limitations. Whether the DIYer is a man or woman, we all need to know what we can do and take the advice of Detective Callahan. Know your limitations when to call in the big guns. Please visit the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page later tonight or tomorrow for some links to help you decide. The Old House magazine is a great resource. You can find the magazine on newsstands or you can visit them online. They are a group of construction professionals that know a lot about things around the house. And I watch them on Create TV, and they always have such good advice. But again, even with their advice, as Clint Eastwood said, as Dirty Harry, we all have to know what our limitations are. And we all need to know when it is over our head and we should call the professionals in. So if repairing your staircase is something that you'd like to do, and you've done your research and you read up on it and you've decided that, well, this may be a little past my expertise, there are people that you can call. And I have listed you'll find them, this information, on the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page later tonight or tomorrow. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Be sure to listen on Monday night at 7:30 to our full-length show. This is our venture into prime time, and I am so excited. Are we ready for prime time? I hope so, because I'm really excited about this. I see it increasing the listenership. You guys will be able to listen at 7:30, where many of you probably weren't able to listen to me at 3 o'clock. And then, you know, when we started in June, we started at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And I know that, that's a bit early. But hopefully, during the new time at 7:30, you guys will be able to listen live and not have to listen to the podcast. It doesn't matter. I appreciate you listening however you listen, but I just thought that going to primetime, this would give everyone an opportunity to hear the show and live and be able to call in and yes, and go into the chat room. I'm going to have that open. I'm getting better with that. So, but we will be talking open, Monday we'll be talking open house red flags. What we see that they don't want us to see, you know. Like that dresser in the middle of the room. Why? You know, or if the house was built in 1902 and it has an open floor plan. Yeah. How, you know, the weight bearing wall, how did they secure the foundation if they removed that wall? Those are questions that we might want to ask, and the answers we may want to know. Before we, you know, are interested in this beautiful home and this beautiful block. And, yeah, those are open house red flags. And we'll talk about that, yes, we will, on Monday night at 7:30. Prime time. I'm pretty excited about that. Well, then please come, you know, please join me back here next Thursday night at this 10 o'clock hour for another Decor Short and Preview Show. If you have any questions or comments about this show or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, please leave them at the Facebook page. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. If you're interested in joining our little design party, and this is a party to me because I really, really enjoy this. If you want to join and be a part of this project, you can visit the website of our new website for One Designer, Two Ideas and learn how you can help us keep the lights on and continue to share this redesigned story. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly, which is weebly.com. That's onedesignertwoideas.weebly. Weebly, which is weebly.com. Well, thanks again for joining me tonight. I really do enjoy this show. I enjoy design. I enjoy bringing information about redesign. This is fun. And if you want to be a part of it and help us stay on the air and sponsor a show or advertise your product, feel free to talk to me about that. You can use the comment page at the website, or you can also just leave me a message at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. I appreciate you guys joining me tonight. I hope this information was helpful. And as I always say, you know, do your homework, do your research for yourself. It always helps out. It always helps when you know what's going on. I can tell you, but it's so much better when you do the research and find out for yourself. So, good night, all, and I will see you on Monday.